Are you ready for new dimensions and countless possibilities today and for the future? It's an exciting new time, and the answers are out there. So join Mary Jane Popp as she explores the unique and unusual for a better life on Pop Talk in search of the truth. And here she is, Mary Jane Popp.
And welcome to Pop Talk. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. Hey, have we got a variety show for you. A little bit later on, we'll be talking about mind control. Would you believe that mind control was, well, they tried all the testing on mind control in World War II. And that was the Soviets did it. Other countries did it. But, you know, we have a lot more sophisticated stuff these days, so who knows what's going to be happening. We're going to find out. We're also talking about helping others, you know, with their identity, faith healing, when you find out that your whole life has been a lie. And I know this was kind of fun because we've had Dr. Susan Smith-Jones on before, but she says flaxseed. You need flaxseed in your life. And I'm going, why would I need flaxseed? She said it balances your body, but it also helps with weight control. And I'm going, oh, okay, we're going to be talking about that. But before we do that, how would you like to have some high strangeness in theory and practice? Well, I think we're going to find out like ASAP. Are you ready? So here we go. Well, I'll tell you, we are going to find out some interesting things because, oh, they say no way, or you're making it up. But not Matt Vaughn. He says, au contraire. He's done deep, deep research involving the intersection of, ready for this, multiple paranormal phenomena, revealing some pretty wild realities. And he calls it the cosmic enigma, like time traveling, alien encounters, Bigfoot sightings, and a whole lot more in his book called My Cosmic Trigger, High Strangeness in Theory and Practice. Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm great. Oh, happy to be here.
Well, right back at you. I'm glad you are. What put you on this path of strange, basically? How did it happen?
Well, it's something I have always been interested in ever since I was a kid. It's really the only subject I have ever studied, starting in elementary school.
Really? Like, what got your attention first? Was it things like, Bigfoot or alien encounters, time travel, or all of the above?
Well, I hate to kind of be a buzzkill right off the bat, but the first subject that I seriously studied, this was in elementary school, was the Satanic Panic.
So, oh.
Yes. Much to my mom's chagrin that I tell this story, that was the serial killer mysteries and all of the weirdness around that. That was, God help me, the first thing I was drawn to. And I had a friend, a partner in crime in elementary school who was also interested in it. And he smuggled me this book about the Son of Sam. And I was in there in elementary school reading the Son of Sam diaries. The elementary school librarian famously called my parents to rat me out with our strange research.
But, you know, it isn't strange because it's out there, you know. So what's the matter with at least exploring the possibilities to see what might happen? Because there's so much. Over the years, now I don't know how old you are, when you started as a kid believing in some of this stuff, but there's been a lot of proof that, you know, we can't say it's all made up. We can't say that all these people have not seen these things or it's all in their mind. It's happening. Time travel. I mean, you know, when you look at quantum physics and a lot of the other things that we're learning about, the possibilities are there, right?
Yeah, I mean, it really looks like, first of all, for the record, I am 46. So somebody can do the math about when I was in fifth grade. But, Yeah, it's all possible, and that's one of the things I point out in the book. High strangeness can best be, one way it can be described as sci-fi, cheap science fiction. So the deeper you go down the highly strange rabbit hole, the more it appears like some crazy sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
That's how wild it is. And we really can't say it's all made up. I mean, anybody can say anything they want. However, that stance is rapidly becoming so dated.
Yeah. Well, it has to be. I mean, would we ever, 40 or 50 years ago, maybe even, earlier than that, imagine that we would be talking to a watch on our wrist? Remember, you don't remember, you're too young, Dick Tracy used to talk to the wristwatch on his face. It was a cartoon character. But we're doing it now. A computer that used to take like a block, to get the computer going, and huge, now is a chip, a small chip. It's just incredible. Cell phones, there's so many things. Artificial intelligence. I mean, come on. We used to see the robots. We saw, Star Trek The Next Generation with Data, the android. And now these are all possibilities, right?
Exactly. And I am old enough to remember Dick Tracy a little bit, but Inspector Gadget when I was a kid, he spoke to his watch. And I think older folks like us, we have a unique point of view when it comes to this new technology, because young people who have grown up with it, it's the invisible ground to them. It doesn't seem miraculous, but for people like us who saw it all come to be, and things that used to be considered, oh, that'll never happen. You'll never be talking to people on Zoom all over the world. And now it's happening. Now this is a reality.
Yeah, it really is. So, okay, time travel. How do you feel? Is it a possibility? And when you talk about time travel, is it going forward or going backward? People like to go into history to go backwards. But I've always been, I want to see what's coming. But what do you think the possibilities are of time travel?
I believe, what I talk about in the book is timeline magic. Now, I talk in the book about the conclusions I come to is that there appears to be a war in heaven. And all researchers of high strangeness come to this same conclusion, interestingly enough. A famous researcher said he started out researching Bigfoot and came to believe there is a war in heaven between various ultra-terrestrial factions. One good, one bad. And this war in heaven manifests on there's a two-front cosmic war, a war over power spots on the Earth and a timeline war. So these ultra-terrestrials are trying to manipulate the timeline. And you hear all of these really wild stories of traveling back in time to change the timelines, traveling forward in time to change the timeline. But what my research indicates is that the future is not set. So that is why I maintain that positive timeline magic is so important, so we stay on that positive timeline. And at this time, I really want to encourage your listeners to really embrace that notion right now as we go through this time period, to embrace the positive timeline so we stay on that optimal future.
There are so many discussions, and I've had several people talking about this on the show, that there are various dimensions, that there are more than the dimensions that we have access to at this point. And the other dimensions might be, there could be another map there, it could be another Mary Jane there in another dimension doing different things, but it's still a Mary Jane and a map. What do you think?
I think so. Mary Jane, the longer I've done this research and the more I've engaged with this material, writing this book, talking to people, I have heard things that make me believe just about anything is possible. And I'm sure you as well have heard some very bizarre things. And
oh,
these
boy.
Are from very sane individuals. And so at this point, yes, I'm sure we have a Matt and a Mary Jane talking now in another dimension. Hopefully it's going good, the conversation.
Yeah, you know. I hope so. You know, you refer to a thing called the New Age Vortex. What do you mean by that?
A New Age Vortex, we can call that a sacred space, a sacred spot. And the one that everyone knows most about are Stonehenge, the Bermuda Triangle. These are spots on Earth where the veil between the dimensions is thinner.
So how do I know where that is? How do I find it?
I just Google it. There's
now, I can Google definition, but I want to Google the place and the reality.
I like to use a lot of humor. But don't forget the power of Google. There's a bunch. So there's a bunch already that people have that exist in a historical context. So you have Stonehenge. There's people that still do rituals around that to this day. In your neck of the woods, it is Mount Shasta. People talk about Mount Shasta. There is Asheville, North Carolina, which is really come into the national consciousness with the hurricane.
Yeah.
And there is Sedona. So these are some of the most famous New Age energy vortexes. But you have Sedona, Asheville, Mount Shasta is up there.
It's amazing that you mentioned Sedona, because I have a dear friend, and periodically she visits Sedona. And she said it's a completely different feel when you go there. Have you ever visited?
I have not been to Sedona, but of course I've been to Asheville, and also I believe Istanbul is a New Age energy vortex, and especially around some of the sites such as Hagia Sophia, you definitely feel something in Hagia Sophia, and it feels like the way I like to describe it is it feels like being next to a waterfall.
Oh. Explain.
Well, there is science behind a waterfall, and please no one beat me up if I explain the science bad on this, but there are negative ions that occur with running water, so you feel that in the environment. So you feel like after it rains, there's a feeling in the air.
Yeah, it changes. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So that is negative ions, and I feel that similar feeling in Hagia Sophia, but there is no running water. You know, it's just a sacred space.
It's amazing. It's amazing. There is so much out there that we don't understand. And most people, if they don't understand it, they would just want to put it in science, say it doesn't exist. But you can't do that. You can't just say it doesn't exist because you don't want to accept it. I mean, even like Bigfoot, all these encounters, there's too many people who have seen things that you can't say they don't exist if you have never had, if you've had the experience with it. So why do we poo-poo things like, you know, it can't exist. It doesn't exist. I can't see it. I can't feel it. I can't touch it. And if I can't do that, it doesn't exist.
Well, I do go into that in the book, and I feel like I do have a pretty good handle on this, being a paranormal high strangeness researcher all my life and also a psychotherapist. So why do we poo-poo things? That is literally baked into the human psyche. So humans don't really like to accept truth, myself included. I'm not a big fan of it, you know. But that is literally the entire endeavor of psychotherapy. You have to uncover what your truth is, and then endeavor to accept it. So it happens for small truths, like say maybe, maybe my parents really don't love me. So that is a small truth, so to say, a mundane truth, but it also plays out with large truths like Bigfoot. The human brain is not set up to accept things outside of their comfort zone. And anything that causes stress in the human organism, anything that is change in the human organism causes stress. So we are trying to avoid stress. stress in our psyche. This is where cognitive dissonance comes in. So to have to accept that there is a North American primate in the woods, that changes your reality, and that causes stress. And people don't want that extra stress. So that is one way I describe it.
But I just don't understand why we can't accept that there are possibilities. I'm not saying you can say 100%, but at least say maybe, possibly, it could be, and let it go with that. Don't just right away say, no, it doesn't exist. Because you can't prove any more that it doesn't exist than I can that it does exist. You know what I mean?
Yo, certainly. There is a certain amount with skeptics, the lady doth protest too much, or whatever the line is.
Yeah.
So there is that element. But, you know, I tell this to people all the time now, things are getting so weird in the world. The Overton window is shifting. The Overton window, if I'm understanding that principle correctly, is the acceptable topics you could bring up in any given conversation.
Yeah.
So many people are experiencing so many weird things that this is, this whole completely skeptical mindset is so obsolete. And it's I don't even know if it's there anymore.
Yeah.
That completely skeptical mindset.
Yeah, well, there are a few. Those are, you know, the rock hard ones, and just no, it just none of that stuff exists. But, you know, I've been exposed to too many things. I've been doing talk shows for like 4 decades, and believe me, I've heard it all, and, you know, in different forms, but heard it all.
I bet.
Alien encounters. I mean, I've never had one, but I at least try and keep an open mind that there might be a possibility out there. And it's, even with the government, you know, a lot of this stuff is starting to come out, and they're saying the possibilities are there. Is it they're so afraid to let us know that there might be other life on other planets? Then it's easier to say, no, it doesn't exist, than it is to say, well, possibly it does.
Well, Dr. Stephen Greer claims that somebody's calling me. I gotta decline that.
Yeah, please do.
So, yes. It's the government calling. So
yeah, they're listening to us talking. You know what? Wouldn't surprise me. Okay, go ahead.
So, Dr. Stephen Greer claims that the UFO secrecy has to do with free energy, meaning these UFOs did not get to planet Earth via gasoline. So
right.
He claims that is the reason that there's the secrecy. It's not about, well, they don't want to tell us, people will freak out. It's because people will then know if, okay, we have alien technology, that implies we have their energy source, which is a free energy source, which would solve climate change, and it would disrupt the entire economy.
Yeah, yeah. It's so interesting because I actually spoke to the son of the major who discovered the Roswell incident back in, 1947, I guess it was. And he says his dad told him it was an alien encounter. It was not a weather balloon.
Right.
And that, you know, he explained a lot. I also talked to people who have been to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And they said if you go down below the base, way down, like I don't know how many feet down or whatever. And he said, what is down there is absolutely amazing. And nobody knows about what's down there. And that aliens were taken, you know, that had crashes, were taken to that area. I mean, you couldn't, unless something was somehow real, you couldn't make this stuff up.
Exactly. So that's one of the things I talk about in the book, a term I've coined, Occam's rabbit hole. Now, you always hear this term, Occam's razor. Well, Occam's razor proves there are no Bigfoot, there are no UFOs, there are no dogmen, there are no, you know, take your pick. Now, I argue, and like you're saying, you were literally talk to the person, the child of the person who saw this with his own eyes. So you have countless stories like this, countless military involvement stories. You have countless personal stories of people who have seen stuff. I've talked to people who've seen stuff, and they're sane individuals, as sane as any of us can be. And to say that it's all made up, that makes no sense. That doesn't hold up to any sort of intellectual scrutiny. Excuse me, I mispronounce words.
That's
my,
okay.
My wife points out with my interviews.
Oh, okay. Don't worry about that.
But so I say Occam's, if we're going to use Occam's razor, it takes us through the rabbit hole. The simplest explanation is there's stuff under Wright-Patterson and they have alien technology. It's not that serious. It's not that. That's the simplest explanation.
I mean, when you look at it even logically, a lot of people will tell you, engineers especially, they'll say the technology that we have today, it's almost like perhaps it was reverse engineering of some of these flights or spaceships or whatever you want to call them, rockets, I don't know. You name it, they've got different names for it. But the reverse engineering may have given us some of the technology that we have today. Who knows?
Yeah, I believe that. I mean, that does seem to be, there's a lot of people that talk about that. And one of the ways that they talk about crashed aircraft in the ufology community is that they're gift sites. So they're not really crashes per se. They're gifts from these beings.
Oh,
meaning they crashed them on purpose for us.
Oh, okay. You think they even want to bother with us? I mean, we probably are like amoebas compared to what they are. But it still makes you wonder how far we will go if we don't destroy ourselves first. Accept some of this stuff and maybe, just maybe, some people believe that they are walking among us and we don't even know it. But that's possible. I don't know. I like to try and keep an open mind. What do you think?
Oh, I think it is keeping an open mind these days is no longer a frivolous pursuit. It is an imperative if you want to stay sane. And one of the things that I talk about in the book is I would argue this day and age, the having at least one non-conventional belief system is, you're going to need at least one non-conventional belief in order to stay sane in this world and with what everything that's going on.
And Matt, I've talked to, these are not like, you know, somebody out in a field and say, oh, look at the lights, you know, I see these lights. These are people that are law enforcement. I've talked to astronauts and the, you know, people who were pilots, you know, on jets and, you know, and they said it couldn't be anything that we have. You know, they'll stand there still and then take off, you know, and they can't keep up with them. So there's got to be something from out there doing some of this stuff because we don't have the technology. Maybe someday, you know, 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, we may have it. But right now we don't. But if we would just open our minds to the possibilities, who knows what it could do for us, you know. We might be able to, I know there's people out there blaming other people for weather control, but it's not, we don't have that yet. It'd be nice if we did have it, but it's not, it doesn't exist yet with all the chaos and the terrible things that have been happening with hurricanes. But, you know, the shamans, you know, have you ever had experiences with shamans, you know, Native American shamans?
I've done some work with people who are trained in shamanic practices. So I've done sweat lodges and I've done shamanic drum journey workshops. And I've worked a lot with spirit animals in my personal psycho-spiritual practice.
Wow. Well, you know, and that goes back centuries, you know, that people have had these experiences. You can't say these don't exist because you don't want them. I almost feel like people don't want them to exist because, oh my God, that might shake up their world. Well, maybe we need a little bit of that shake up. Don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But here's the thing.
Okay.
I like to point out to people. So in psycho-spiritual traditions, you know, there's a lot of talk with, you know, in shamanic traditions and New Age traditions of spiritual evolution. Here's the thing. If these realities, these phenomena we have talked about so far, if they indeed exist, and Philip Dick, the famous sci-fi author, said, reality is that which doesn't go away when you stop believing in it. If these things really exist, then there's no way to spiritually evolve without accepting them.
Yeah.
If there's something under Wright-Patterson Air Force Base that exists and it would change the very structure of society, then we need to know that. It's not a frivolous thing to know.
Absolutely. Oh, by the way, do you have a website?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much. It is mycosmictrigger.com.
Terrific. And your book, My Cosmic Trigger, available where?
Available on Amazon, anywhere you get books, as far as I know. And also, I have a Substack, Salus of the Wake. So a lot of my recent writings are on my Substack, but you can find all that on mycosmictrigger.com.
Fantastic. Well, Matt, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. Good stuff. Maybe we just gave a little bit of push to somebody to say, well, maybe I'll just take a look at this a little bit more. And I hope you'll come back and visit again. If you have anything else you know, discover, let me know.
I will. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for your time. And I want to give all of my gratitude and love to anybody listening to this right now.
I appreciate that. Take care now.
Thank you. Bye.
Matt Vaughn. My Cosmic Trigger, and you can go to mycosmictrigger.com, and who knows what is going to be out there. But I do know that Dr. Susan Smith-Jones is going to be joining us, and she's got some stuff for balanced living. It's hot to the max in the summer, and your air conditioner gives up the ghost. Who are you going to call? ACP Mechanical, that's who. I did, and I can't believe what a great job they did in my home. It's cool and comfortable with a job well done. Hi, Mary Jane Pop here. Whether it's cooling or heating, Enrique and his ACP Mechanical team can install, repair, commercial or residential, no matter what HVAC system you have or want. And they've done it for over 20 years. Air conditioners, heat pumps, furnaces, thermostats, all quality and affordable solutions. And they're bonded and insured. I know you'll love their work. I do. Call ACP Mechanical, 916-704-8556. That's 916-704-8556 for all your comfort needs. That's ACP Mechanical, 916-704-8556. And expect an expert job well done and right the first time.
Walking into the building for the first time after the shooting, it was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Ah, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever thought about flax seeds in your diet? Now, okay, no, wait a minute. Give me a break here. What if I told you they help with balancing hormones, lowering blood pressure, even helping you lose weight? That got your attention, I betcha. And Dr. Susan Smith-Jones says it's a must in your daily diet. Now, Dr. Jones has looked into everything healthy in holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, balanced living, and staying fit for 30 years, teaching all these kinds of things. And she looks incredible, by the way. And she's written umpteen number of books, including her latest book, I love the name, A Hug in a Mug. Nice to have you with us, as always, Dr. Jones.
Well, thank you. You know, and on all the many previous shows, we've maybe given a sentence or two to flaxseed, but it's such an important superfood. I thought, let's devote the whole program to telling people why they want to include it in their daily diets.
Okay, you call it a superfood, but I don't know. People don't talk about flax seeds that much. And I mean, are we talking about in our diet like natural stuff, or do we take it out of a bottle?
No, you'll actually put it in your foods. I'll tell you how to do that in a moment.
Okay.
But a lot of people who don't know about it think it's some new superfood. Guess what? Archaeologists and paleobiologists discovered more than 34,000 years ago.
Whoa.
Flaxseed in caves in the Republic of Georgia. And I've just been reading about this in a recent issue of the journal Science. Mm-hmm. And they used to, they didn't farm them, but they used to collect them wild and make flaxseed into linen and threads, and the cloth and threads then they made into garments, and they helped sew leather pieces together.
Huh.
It's unbelievable, but it's in maybe the last couple decades that we now have sound scientific info on the health benefits with hundreds of studies from all over the world.
You say there are actually 10 science-backed reasons why we should all be eating flax seeds daily. And it starts with hormone regulation?
Yeah,
really?
And you know what? It's more than 10, but since we can't go an hour, I limited it to
yeah.
10. But very briefly, flax seeds do help with hormone regulation. They have a compound in them called lignans, and that mimics estrogen in the body, and this can help smooth out the dramatic hormonal fluctuations that commonly occur with perimenopause and menopause.
Oh.
By the way, flax seeds are the richest dietary source of lignans. Chia seeds have a little bit, but chia seeds are better known for fiber, antioxidants, and omega-3s. So, yes, they'll help with hormone regulation.
Oh, boy. Okay. So, you also said it helps with blood pressure. I don't understand why.
I know. This is beautiful. Well, it's thanks to a trio of the omega-3s, fiber, and lignans. They're linked with improved cardiovascular markers like lower blood pressure.
Mm.
And three randomized controlled clinical studies have shown that 30 grams a day, and that's in our language, that's 3 tablespoons or about a quarter of a cup. If you include that in your daily diet for 12 weeks, and they found in all these studies that people with hypertension, high blood pressure, lowered their blood pressure from 13 to 20 points.
Whoa,
so
that's a lot.
So keep in mind this, too. This is important. High blood pressure, a.k.a. hypertension, is the single most important risk factor for early death worldwide.
Wow.
So you must know what your blood pressure is, and it's always good, and they're not expensive to get a little home monitor. I check mine once a week, sometimes twice a week, just to make sure I always keep it in check.
Yeah, it's a good idea. You also said flax seeds and fiber, so...
There's so much fiber in flax seeds, and that helps our digestive health. And again, a 30 grams, a quarter of a cup, has almost 9 grams of fiber, and it's both the soluble and the insoluble. And the fiber, of course, we know, it helps good bacteria thrive in your gut, which then helps with inflammation throughout the body. But keep this in mind, and I'll say this very appropriately. You don't want to eat whole flax seeds that are either golden or brown, because many hours later you'll see them looking up at you in the bathroom
from
the toilet bowl,
because
your body can't digest it. You've got to either grind them in a blender like with smoothies, or get a little dedicated nut grinder and grind your own meal fresh. I'll tell you in a moment how to do that. But it takes about 3 minutes, including washing the grinder. And then you take, I make 2 cups once a week. I put it into this little container with a lid. Then you refrigerate it, and I pull it out, and I have about 2 tablespoons a day in different ways. And then I know you're already thinking, well, can I go buy the meal in the store?
Sure, you could.
Yeah. It costs a lot more. You don't ever know if it's fresh. It often is rancid, sitting on the shelf for months. And, you know, it's literally about 90 seconds. It takes 5 seconds to grind it. You pour it into a container. You wash your little nut grinder out once a week. Again, it's under 3 minutes.
Well, now, what about, you know, what you would buy in a bottle?
Meal you buy, you just never know how long it's been on the shelf. It's meal. It actually tastes really good, like with a nutty flavor.
But what about the gel tablets?
Well, the gel's the oil,
okay.
but with the oil, you don't get some of the other benefits, like really rich in fiber.
Hmm.
You could still take oil capsules, but you never want to be without the good fiber. And all these studies I'm talking about use the flax seed, not the oil, to in it. So it's good for you. You can do both. I have raw, fresh oil that on occasion I might use to make some of my salad dressings, put a little bit in my smoothie, but I also eat about 1/4 cup of my fresh meal that I make once a week. It lasts me a week, 2 cups of it. I take 2 tablespoons of it a day in different ways in my food.
So where do I get raw flaxseed?
Well, you can go to Amazon. You can go to your health food store in Santa Monica. I go to the co-op and I buy it in bulk.
But how do I know how long that's been around?
Oh, no. You just ask the people that work in the store.
Okay.
No, but listen, they found seeds from 34,000 years ago in caves. The seed stays intact. It's once you grind it and goes into a meal, because it's got a lot of oils and vitamin E in it, it can go rancid. It's like when you buy cold-pressed olive oil. You always keep that in your refrigerator.
Oh, okay. Okay, I get it. Now, I didn't know it has magnesium in it.
Yeah, and that's such an important mineral that a lot of people are deficient in that. Again, if you eat about 1/4 cup a day, you'll get 125 milligrams of magnesium. For women, that's almost 40% of your RDI, daily recommended intake.
Mm-hmm.
For men, it's about 30%. And magnesium's important because roughly 80% of every metabolic function in the body needs magnesium. It's crucial for health and long life, and even flax seeds will help you. I write more about this and flax seeds in my Hug in a Mug book. But, yeah, it's a good food source of magnesium.
Okay. So, all right, so I have to do that. I can put it over cereal or something, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, now you love your oatmeal in the morning.
Yeah, well, I actually have it's a variety. It's called Heritage Flakes, so it's got a whole variety.
Yeah, I know those, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you just sprinkle in the fresh flaxseed.
Oh, okay, well, that makes it easy.
And it tastes really good.
Okay, and I got to get a grinder.
Like, imagine grinding up almonds. That would taste good.
Yeah.
Flaxseed, I think, is even better tasting.
Okay, I don't have a grinder. I'm going to have to get a grinder.
So I got mine on Amazon. You know those Krups, K-R-U-P-S?
No.
You know, a lot of people have those to grind coffee beans.
Oh,
but
okay.
You want to keep a dedicated, and I don't drink coffee, so mine is just for nuts and seeds.
Okay.
So if you have one already for coffee, because you'll get a lot of coffee flavors probably in the flax seeds. So have a separate one for your nuts and seeds.
Okay.
And you just pour the flax seeds in. My golden are my favorite. I always get organic. And many companies on Amazon sell them too, by the way.
Okay.
And then you just put the lid on, you press down the little button, 5 seconds later, you've ground it fresh.
Okay.
There's no and it's so much less expensive than buying it ground in the store, which is probably old and not fresh, and it's rancid.
Gotcha. Okay, you also talk. It also has vitamin B1, which is thiamine. What's that good for?
Thiamine, and most of us have heard of that. But thiamine is important for one of the main things it does is it turns carbohydrates into energy.
Oh.
And a steady supply of regular thiamine is really helpful for diabetics. And a quarter of a cup, this is what we keep talking about, are 30 grams of flaxseed. And again, I say ground because you can't digest whole seeds. It delivers a lot of magnesium, like I said, but about 40% of your RDI of thiamine or vitamin B1. So it's basically, you want more energy, eat flax seeds.
Gosh, I'm surprised it also has omega-3.
Well, a lot of seeds and nuts have omega-3 fatty acids. You and I have talked about this a lot.
But
omega-3 fats, just as a reminder, they're really good for heart health, brain health, digestive health, and, yes, of course, your joints. And 30 grams, a quarter of a cup, will give you about 7.5 grams of something called ALA. That's for alpha-linolenic acid, ALA. And ALA is involved in helping many actions in the body, but it helps to lower your blood pressure.
Oh.
We already talked about that before.
Yeah.
So, in other words, we keep going back to, you want to strive to get about a quarter of a cup of fresh flax seeds in your diet. If you don't have them ground, you throw them in the blender when you make a smoothie. And honestly, I do both. I always have the flaxseed meal refrigerated in an airtight container in the fridge. But I also have lots of whole ones, and if I'm making a smoothie, the blades of the blender grind up the flaxseed. So you don't even need to, you know, in other words, save the meal that you made for other things like putting on top of your cereal or your oatmeal, because you can use the whole flax seeds when you make a smoothie because the blender will grind them up.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, well, that makes sense. Okay, so now there's a couple of things here that I'm going to question. It's good enough in all the stuff you've told me. But my mental health is going to help me with mental health? How?
Yeah, isn't that something? Studies have found, and I read a lot of this in the Science Journal, you know, a medical journal, that within, and I feel this too, so notice this, keep this in mind. And by the way, I've got all of this on a blog I posted for your listening audience. They can get now, but we'll talk about that in a moment. Within 2 to 3 hours of eating about a quarter of a cup of flax seeds, whether blended or freshly milled form, you will notice that you're calmer, more relaxed, your mood is elevated.
Mm.
This is one of the most delightful benefits of this salubrious superfood.
Mm.
And what I do, and because it affects your hormones that deal with mood, especially because it's rich in omega-3s. Sometimes I'll literally take a big glass of water and I'll take a tablespoon of my freshly milled flaxseed and I stir it. I stir it because if you don't stir it, it kind of drizzles down to the bottom.
Yeah.
And I drink it right down.
Mm.
Sometimes I'll put the flaxseed meal on salads and casseroles, beans, always on my oatmeal or other cereal dishes. And remember, you can get brown. I get both golden and brown. The golden is such a beautiful color that I get more of those. And don't forget, you know, like a chia seed, you could eat whole and your body can digest it.
Okay.
But with flax seeds, honestly, if you want to know your transit time, that, remember, we've talked about this. That means the time that you eat something and you mark down the time you took it. I used to give you the example of take raw corn, cut right off, and take 2 tablespoons of raw corn kernel. This shows you how efficient your digestive system is, and you chew just a teeny bit. You don't make it into a liquid, just so you can, like you're taking vitamin tablets.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mark down when you took it, what time, and when you see the corn looking back up at you again in the toilet bowl, that will tell you your transit time. You don't want it to be 24, 48, 72 hours. You want it to be about 12 hours. Now, what's germane to the flax seeds is because your body cannot digest them because the husk around the seed is so strong. You could do the same thing with flaxseed. It's just a little bit easier in the toilet bowl to see corn kernels.
Got it.
We hope nobody's eating a meal right now.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, weight loss, well, how can it help with weight loss?
Yeah, well, so that ties back into, we talked about fiber and digestive health.
Oh, okay.
Because the reason why flaxseeds help with losing weight is they instill a feeling of fullness, like you really feel full because they absorb liquid, they absorb water, and that's great if you're trying to eat fewer calories. The fiber, along with the healthy omega-3 fats, the protein, and all the nutrients that actually feed you, combine to help satisfy you, and it helps to stabilize your metabolism, and it does noticeably reduce your appetite. So I'd say choose flaxseed over Ozempic.
Oh, gotcha. Anything natural is much better than anything prescribed.
Yes.
Now, you also said that flaxseed can help with both breast cancer risk and prostate health.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
wow.
Yes. Studies show that the lignans, L-I-G-N-A-N-S, in flaxseed have a protective effect against breast cancer because the lignans have similar protective effects to the isoflavones that are found in soy products. And it's not just breast cancer. It's the flaxseed fiber is likely to lessen the risk of colon cancer.
Oh.
With prostate health, you know, for all the men in our lives. The lignans in the flaxseed also help reduce the risk of prostate cancer and also help with symptoms of benign prostate hyperplasia. That's an enlargement of an organ or a tissue. Now, it's not the magic bullet for all of these ailments, but it definitely helps. And it's a little, how would I say, it's a little gem of nature, tiny seed, that packs so much nutrition into this small little package.
I'll be darned. Now, you said you also have a recipe that people can get
so
to?
So what I did, do you remember last time we talked about the healing benefits of sweet potatoes? Remember that?
Yeah.
So I posted, if you go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com, my name, SusanSmithJones.com, and in the navigation bar, click on blog, and it's and then you'll see the very first entry is flaxseed, a powerful superfood in nature. So I write about it here, many things we've just talked about, and then I have the most delicious sweet potato and flaxseed smoothie, smoothie recipe. Because remember, sweet potatoes come in purple, orange, yellow, a coral color.
Yeah.
And so I have pictures of, you can make a breakfast bowl. The smoothie can be a breakfast bowl. You make it a little thicker. Or a smoothie, and so you have all the ingredients, how to make it. It doesn't take long. It's absolutely delicious. So you don't have to even get my books to get this recipe, although it's in my Hug in a Mug. But it's right there on my website. I want to see if something works. I want to see. I've just gone to I'm checking this out with you. I've just gone to the search bar, sweet potato. I want to see if it just comes up this way. SMO. Should have checked this before. But, Yep. So here comes the whole article I just wrote, blog.
Oh, good.
The health benefits of sweet potatoes, and you'll get the recipe. And you think that I don't want to make a smoothie with sweet potatoes. We often use bananas to sweeten them up, but sweet potatoes give you even more nutritional value. And here's a little hint. I'll make lots of extra sweet potatoes. I did it yesterday, and already this morning, I made 12 in different colors, and I chilled them. And only for smoothies, freezing the chunks, I remove the skin. But when I eat them, sweet potatoes, even though we're not talking about flax seeds, you always want to eat the skin. You wash it first. But I take the sweet potatoes and I cut them into little chunks and I freeze them. Mm. And often, and along with the banana or instead of, I put frozen sweet potatoes into my smoothie that makes it cold and creamy, sweet, and absolutely delicious. And boy, will your skin be glowing after this drink.
Wow, that sounds good. What about calories? What kind of calories do I get in?
Flaxseed, like any nut and seed, so you don't want to eat a cup of flaxseeds a day, but a quarter of a cup is definitely exactly what you want. You want to strive for that. If you only got a tablespoon in a day, I don't know if I even want to say this, but sometimes I'll take a big soup spoon, you know, a tablespoon.
Yeah.
Tablespoon. And I'll take a big spoonful of the freshly milled flaxseed, and I put it right into my mouth. The problem is you don't want to smile for a little bit.
Oh.
Because the flaxseed gets caught in your, unless it's Halloween.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, because and you can put, by the way, on my website, I have a recipe for a sweet potato mask, how to make that, because it's good for your skin,
you know, my gosh.
Facial mask.
Yeah.
But and then you want to make sure you use dental floss later and an oral irrigator. But it just tastes so good.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Now, if they want to your newsletter, let them know how to get your newsletter because it's absolutely free.
Yeah, absolutely free. Go right to my website, my name, SusanSmithJones.com. And right there in the navigation bar on the right, it says subscribe. Takes about 10 seconds once a month. You'll get a wonderful newsletter from me, lots of great info, beautiful pictures, funny stories, humorous things, cutting-edge health info. Make sure you follow me on I guess we don't say Twitter, on X.
X, yeah.
Because I have upbeat, positive affirmations and quotes and just two sentences a few times a week with beautiful photos just to inspire you for the day. On the homepage of my website, every day there's a new, right in the middle of the homepage, there's a new quote to inspire you and a new positive affirmation that you'll think daily that they're written for you. And then my books, my two books, A Hug and a Mug and Uplifted. Hug and a Mug is all about the best fruits, veggies, juices, soups, spices, teas, and all the healthy living extras. Sleep, the cold therapy, the being in nature, the exercise, keeping stress down. It's my all my gold star secrets from teaching worldwide for a quarter of a century.
That's amazing.
Are all in this new book, A Hug and a Mug. And on my website, you can see how to get it in color. It's on Amazon, but there's a color version and there's a black and white version. Same book, one just is a teeny bit more with color because there are over 100 recipes in it.
Oh, nice. That's nice. Well, as always, you give us good information to kind of keep us healthy as much as we possibly can because in these days, we need all the help that we can get. So, again, it's SusanSmithJones.com. Go there. They can sign up for the newsletter. They can go to the blog. So you've got all the information there, too, right?
Yes, that's right. And I just want to wish everybody a very blessed day. We have a great topic for next month.
Fantastic. We'll talk about that next month. You take good care now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And stay tuned. After the news, we're going to be talking about What if you found out your whole life was a lie? And we'll talk about mind control. Is it out there? Well, I'm afraid to tell you that probably it is. Stay with us. It's Pop Talk. We'll continue.